This is Passport to Texas with support from the Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program. Mule deer taken earlier this year from the Waco Mountains in far west Texas tested positive for CWD, or chronic wasting disease.
It's what they call a transmissible spongiform encephalopathy, or TSC, which is similar to scrapie in sheep or BSE in cattle. But I think it's important to note that chronic wasting disease is not known to infect livestock or humans for that matter.
Mitch Lockwood is Parks and Wildlife's Big Game Program Director. The agency sampled more than 26,000 hunter-harvested deer for the disease over the past decade. This recent discovery marks the first known case inside Texas.
The incubation period for CWD is long. It can be 2 to 3 years, and it could possibly be longer than that in some cases. And so that's one of the challenges of this disease, is that the deer doesn't show any outward sign of being infected. There could be a long time between the deer actually being infected with CWD before it actually shows any outward sign. And so that disease is able to manifest itself long before we detect that disease in the population.
In latter stages of the disease, symptoms may include listlessness, weight loss, weakness, and no fear of humans. Contact Parks and Wildlife if you encounter deer displaying these symptoms. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.